Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to She and Her. You are listening to Sandra Davidson, myself, and Anita Rao, bringing stories of millennial women to the people of Hillsboro and hopefully beyond.
Oh, and definitely beyond.
Well, we have a very special guest in the studio tonight with us, our intern Monique.
Our first ever She and Her intern making an appearance in the studio. She's going to be with us all summer. We're really pumped to have her. She does amazing work, is very interested in audio documentary and women's stories. And we think she'll just help bring us great content on the airwaves. So, Monique, welcome to She and Her.
Thank you.
Officially on the air. Why don't you introduce yourself a bit to our listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. My name's Monique, and I'm a senior at UNC Chapel Hill. But I'm also in a dual degree program where I'm a dual student at UNC and Duke, which is really fun. Everybody's always like, they're rivals, but actually they collaborate on a ton of projects. And so at Duke, I study at the Center for Documentary Studies. And at UNC, I study Women's and Gender Studies. And I found She and Her from a UNC Women's Studies professor.
Who? Anita?
Yeah, one of my all-time best mentors, Michelle Berger, who's an amazing writer and scholar, activist, human, yoga teacher, just all-around excellent human being. And she told Monique about me because I had many conversations in her office when I was an undergrad that were like, I love like women's studies, but I also like journalism. I think I like radio, but there's nothing out there. And apparently Monique went into her office and said the same thing.
Exactly. That's exactly how it happened. Yeah.
So Monique does a lot of listening to podcasts, and she has listened to every one of our shows, which I don't think many people can say other than our moms.
Definitely.
Our most eminently special guests every time. But Monique, I would love to hear what some of your favorite She and Her shows and moments have been.
Oh, my favorite She and Her episodes. You know, I thought I would like the ones that had the really academic titles, you know, like the ones, I really love the ones where y'all talk to each other about the experiences you've had, like the ones where you shared your childhood experiences. Uh-huh. And then the first one, the Wear the Damn Bikini one. I think the one about the case of the giggles, where y'all talk with each other and laugh. Because, you know, even though your experiences are specific to you, they still resonate with me. I mean, there's a little age difference between us, but, like, getting your first piercing, doing your chores, and then, like, getting in trouble with your parents and looking back on it, not with that much distance, but with a little to where it's funny. I loved that one.
Well, I really appreciate you saying that, Monique, but I'm also very concerned because that is an episode that we did the least planning for. And maybe that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's a good thing to know. Well, I know that you're going to be producing and helping us produce several shows, but you'll be doing your own with us this summer. So tell us a little bit about what interests you about our show subject matter. What topics would you like to see us discuss in the coming weeks?
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to find feminist media that is intellectually engaging but not academic. So it's funny, but you really feel like you came away with a new idea, and then also I think a thing about She and Her that's really valuable for me is that it's located in North Carolina, mm-hmm. that it, you know, has this regional identity, and almost all of its guests are North Carolinians or lived here at one point. That's important to me. And so covering issues about women in the South would be interesting to me. And I'm also really involved in the LGBT community in Chapel Hill. And so trying to get those voices and stories as much as possible, because the more involved I get in the LGBTQ female community, the more I realize that it's like it's varied. Hmm. So people think like if you have one LGBTQ voice, that's what you got, but that's not necessarily the case. And I'm learning that more and more. So bringing that to the show would be a personal project for me.
I like it.
So one of our other roles on WHUP, in addition to co-hosting the show, is we are millennial correspondents, which means we occasionally get called on by the Daily Morning News show to talk about all things millennial. And I'm wondering, so we're both 27. You're 21. You're just 20. 20. You're 20.
Just 20.
20. Okay. Okay. So you are. Are you a millennial then? What year were you born then?
95.
Ooh.
So I think the question is, are y'all millennials?
We are millennials, definitely.
That's our show.
Yeah. It's like people that are, I would say, 30 and under right now, I consider millennials. Oh. Not 30 and under. 20 to 30.
Well, I guess this is a great place to start. Do you identify?
Do you identify as a millennial?
I do.
I almost think you're the because you're so you're at the same age as my.
No,
younger than my brother. Okay,
80s to around 2000.
Okay,
it's a big range.
Is a big range
because like mm-hmm. I grew up with a cell phone the whole way through,
And I did not.
Right, yeah, so that's a big difference. And like Facebook at age 13, mm-hmm. you know.
No, I can't relate.
I can't either. Okay, so. I guess, how would you describe your generations?
Oh, my gosh. We cannot ask that question.
No, I'm kidding. I'm curious about your perception of feminism. Was that something that became a part of your identity through college and through a scholarly and academic experience? Or was it something that was sort of awakened in you beforehand?
It was probably through social media. Before I got to college, through Facebook and the internet, article sharing and videos on YouTube, blogs. Before I got to college, that's how I was first introduced to it. But for other college students my age, I think the reaction against feminism is maybe where seems pretty strong in not against the goals of feminism, but against the word feminist. I didn't realize at first when I learned about it, maybe at 16 when I was in high school from the internet, I was like, this is perfect. Of course, everybody should love this. And then I got to college and maybe it's also studying women's and gender studies, but I started to realize it's much more complicated. There are a lot of people who don't identify as a feminist for a number of reasons. And so my relationship with it has gotten more complicated as I've grown up in college and met people who don't identify that way because they don't feel like it represents them or for all sorts of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
We both reclaim millennial. I was talking a lot at this conference I went to about reclaiming the term millennial because there's this woman there who hosts a podcast called Millennial. She's 25. And
she's 25?
She's 25, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, she's 25. And Jessica Williams is 26.
No.
Yes. So I suddenly felt old, like, because I feel like that feeling when you're young and you hear how old people are and you're like, great, cool. When I'm that age, like, I'm going to have accomplished all these. We've accomplished a lot, but, I mean, dang. So, anyways, we reclaim.
Dang.
Or we do claim millennial and feminist as both important parts of our show's identity, I would say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Although I definitely was not introduced to the ideas of feminism through social media or anything like that before I came to college, because that wasn't a part of my daily life then. Which is, so it's really interesting to hear you talk about that, because I bet that's the case for a lot of people these days. Like a lot of people in high school, the access to those kind of ideas are, and especially for me, somebody who grew up in a rural place, wasn't easy to come across a salon of people discussing feminism. But
also, you mean a literal hair salon of people.
Well, they wouldn't be talking about that in the salons in Harnett County.
Vlogs.
A French salon. A vlogs. French salon.
I know what they are, but I just can't say that I follow any.
A blog?
No, vlogs.
A blog. What's a
video
vlog?
Video blogs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, we're old. What's Dang. A what's a vlog? What's, who do you follow? What's the deal with them?
Oh, you know.
You're like our youth correspondent. This is so meta.
I don't watch vlogs now like I used to. I think that I'm really into podcasts now, and I think podcasts have sort of taken over when I first started listening to or watching vlogs. But a lot of feminist vloggers talk about feminism as a side category of their main. Their actual story or their actual vlog might be a comedy vlog or a song remix or a makeup tutorial.
Interesting.
And they talk about feminism in the while they talk to the audience.
Very interesting.
It's probably a useful strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Gets more people.
Yeah, who watch might someone not, put on makeup yeah. and then.
Because I have watched feminism. Those videos.
Thanks for joining us, Monique. We'll be hearing more from our youth correspondent in the future.
Yep. Thanks, y'all.
We will see y'all back here next week at 6, 104.7 WHUP. You can stream us online, whupfm.org. You can find a clearinghouse of all She and Her content at sheandherradio.com.
We really harmonized.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I should bring back Southern Strummer.
That's it.
Yeah, and we love you for listening. Thank you.
Thanks so much, y'all.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.